And he dwells in you and I, for we are the temples of God here on earth. And what an awful responsibility he asks of us, doesn't he? When I saw the passage of scripture that was to be read for today, I don't know about you, but I thought, oh dear, what does one say? What does one do? And I started relying on myself, and I was having problems. And then I remembered the words of Jesus, do not rely upon your own abilities, but rely on my assistance. So with thought and prayer, I gave thought about what the passage of scripture was trying to say to us. And I see it like this. Do you notice how it starts off on a human form? The disciples had come down from the temple, the splendour of the temple, the magnificence of it, the order of service, the richness of it. And they were still thinking in an earthly sense. They hadn't quite grasped what Jesus was about. Jesus had come about his spiritual kingdom, but they were still thinking about earthly kingdoms. And I think in the back of their minds they were trying to hint, hello, look at this magnificent building, etc., etc. And then they were expecting Jesus to turn around and say, ah, yeah, but my church, my building, is going to be even greater. And your positions, you know, we all have that little bit about us, don't we? We would like to feel important. Their role, you know, they're going to be this new church on earth, and maybe they will be higher than the priests that they've just left. And Jesus turns round and says, this building will fall and crumble. So often I think in this day and age we're so encompassed with our worldly materialistic side that we forget about our spiritual side. We come into the world with nothing and we will leave the world with nothing. God has provided for those facilities while we're here on earth. But he says, build up in heaven your heavenly treasures. Build up in heaven your heavenly honours. Not your earthly ones, which will crumble and foil, and that thieves and rust and moths will corrupt, but your spiritual gifts. Last Sunday we heard and remembered reconciliation. Reconciliation. The word is shalom. Reconciliation with God. If we can reconcile ourselves with God, reconcile within ourselves, then we can reconcile with each one another, then peace will come about. Jesus paid the price to enable us to bring about reconciliation, peace. The peace I give you, Jesus said, is not the earthly peace, but the peace that comes from knowing and being reconciled with my Father in heaven. And when you are reconciled with him, through him we can reconcile with each one another. That is the importance of reconciliation. Shalom. To be able to do that, we use the word, don't we, love. I don't know about you, but to me, I find that love, that word, is the most abused word in the English language. And I am guilty of it myself. I'll come home. Oh, Hilda, I'd love a cup of tea. Oh, I love that cake that you made. Some ladies will look, oh, I love your dress, or I love your hat. Is it love? Is that the love that Jesus said? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And this is the second commandment I give to you. Love one another as I have loved you. Oh boy. Sometimes it can be very difficult, isn't it, to love someone if they've hurt and given you pain. Love. What is love? How do I know, Jesus, that you love me, I've often said as I've travelled on life journey. This much he said as he stretched himself on the cross for my sins, to enable me to once more be reconciled with his Father in heaven. He paid the price that through his life, death, but the most important thing, through his resurrection, we might have everlasting life. Love. That love. Love changes everything, is the song, isn't it, from one of Tim Rice's musicals. It does change things, doesn't it? And sometimes it can make a fool of us, can't it? I can remember the first girl I tried to impress, and I look back now and how embarrassed I was at the things I tried to do that I thought was impressing her. It did make me a fool. Love. The love that will stand the test of time. The love that Christ gave to us, to enable us to love one another. It was incredible to watch our own Prime Minister and the German Prime Minister hold hands together. Reconciliation. At the moment, yes. If you read on in the passage of scriptures, it talks about turmoil, more wars. What are we going through at the moment? Empires have come, empires have gone. At the moment, we don't know where we're going to stand, whether we're in Europe, out of Europe, what's going to happen. The materialistic side of the world seems to be crumbling. But the spiritual side will not. We must have faith in God, in his kingdom, not in man-made kingdom. Love. Love, that four-letter word. True love. Peace, Jesus said, I give to you. Peace. Perfect peace. Are we able to reconcile with each other? Isn't it lovely now that we are able to come together and to share together? I remember as a child, I was walking from Blackheath down to Old Hill, which was 6 miles in the Black Country where I grew up. And my father would cross over the road because there was the strict and particular Baptist. Don't have anything to do with them, son. Then we would cross back over because there was the Catholic Church. Don't have anything to do with them, son. We're Methodists. And as a child, I found it difficult to understand. But Dad, they're Christians like us. Flip across the ears. Don't answer your fair adults back. And then we wonder why people do not want to become part of us. Don't they have enough trouble in their lives, in their working situation, in their earthly life, to then supposed to be coming to what we call a Christian loving organization, to only find the same attitude? We are all different. We all have different abilities. I'm a volunteer with the Royal National Lifeboat Institute. And the wonderful thing about the organisation is the 6,000 men and women who are prepared to go out to risk their lives voluntarily to save a stranger. when they become part of the crew, they don't look at the negatives in each other. I don't know about you, but the number of times I've been for interviews of jobs, I've spent more time looking at my negatives and not at the positives. But we as a crew, we look at the positives. And if we can work together, as I say in Kenya, Pamoja, Makusa Manisi Manasa Madesi, together we can achieve the objective. We look at the positive and work together. Look at Jesus when he came into the world. As he walked past, he saw the disciples. And he saw in them qualities that he wanted. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." He's looking at you and I. He's looking at our qualities. He knows our strengths. He knows our weaknesses. But he looks at the positive and says, "If you will give them to me, I can then perform the miracles. I might feel inadequate and feel like just that little lad that came with the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. Yeah? But if that child hadn't have made that sacrifice, Jesus could not have done the miracle. And he looks at each you and I and says, "Let me take that ability, and then I can perform the miracle." Reconciliation. Love. Shalom. You become reconciled once more. We are the children of God, irrespective of nation, creed, tongue, colour, or gender. We are the children of God, and we are loved by him. Not condemnation. From his throne on high, he cries out to a world of unbelief, "O men and women, are near and far, you sin without reason, number and name. Oh, why? Why will ye die? Earthly kingdoms will come. They will go. But the kingdom of God will not." We did a session once in science at school, and we were talking about light. And our teacher said to us, and it turned out later that he was a Methodist local preacher in the Cradley Circuit. He said, "Boys, remember this. You can't have shadows without a source of light." As we travel on life's journey, there are those moments when we go through those shadows of darkness. But there is the source of light, and that's God's love for you and I. He proved it by giving us the gift of his Son. And that light will never be extinguished, although over the centuries we keep trying. It will never cease. Through him we shall have everlasting life. Shalom. Reconciliation. Peace will reign, and his kingdom will come. Are we prepared to open our hearts and let him enter? For we are the temple of God here on earth. Amen.
Amen.